are listening to Dovetails with Deborah, a show about encouragement as we empower you with tales and testimonies of many who share what has happened to them as the Holy Spirit rests on them like a dove.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to a brand new episode of Dovetails. Praise God, because the old has gone and the new has come. This is a year of new beginnings, a year of hope, restoration, replenishment, and being refreshed. This year, we have a wonderful lineup of guests for you to learn from. But make no mistake, for these guests are courageous as they share the most intimate details of their lives. How grateful I am, because each weekend I continue to learn and be amazed at what God is capable of when humanity welcomes him into their lives. Oh, what God can do with a willing heart is simply remarkable. So if you have never encountered or heard about Jesus Christ before, consider hanging out with us this sweet afternoon as we unpack the journey of my extraordinary guests in order to discover the truth together. And if it is your first time tuning into Dovetails, I am your host, Deborah, founder of DCL Ministries, a ministry birthed from my pain, my tears, my divorce, and my healing when I surrendered to God's process. You know, folks, there is a misconception that time is the thing that heals all wounds. But I am here to tell you, time doesn't heal anything. Time only tells. But it is only God who heals, only God who covers and loves mankind unconditionally. DCL Ministries is about allowing the God-breathed word to thoroughly equip mankind for every good work. So if you want to join the movement, log on to www.dclministries.com to receive the newsletter, become a guest, read the thought-provoking articles, and all about the featured ministries on our very own Writer's Corner. And if you're looking for a wonderful read, check out my newly released book titled The Women God Used. And if you don't mind, I'll linger a little bit longer. I'm going to read a bit of an excerpt from my book. Women are such fascinating creatures. And if you don't believe me, have a disagreement with one of them and then let me know how you make out. Yes, I agree. We can be difficult, emotional, argumentative, assertive, bossy, dominating. But to our credit, we are also cute, cuddly, adorable, submissive, beautiful, compassionate, supportive, and hardworking. I guess in the end, to save time, we are as a species complicated. But please tell me, who isn't? The women God used are rarely seen baking apple pie or reading a story to their children before bed. No, the women God used were also clever, unconventional, strong-minded, and strategic. Today, these women would be described as the first you would pick to be on your board of advisors, but not the kind you want to meet in a dark alley after hours. These women are strong enough to drag you to the finish line, but the first to leave you if you are not pulling your weight. Yes, God handpicked complex and complicated women whose stories are not glamorous, with some of their methods being less than desirable. But they created new streams in the very dirty wasteland of sin. These biblical women forged a dynasty in biblical history, and now the pages of the greatest story ever told to prove it. If you were not aware, these are the women God used. And this book is for all the women that have had to adjust to life, the women that had to grow into their shells and become leaders, risk takers, rebels, parents to unruly children, widows, single mothers, prostitutes, entrepreneurs, and anything else to survive in this world corroded with sin. This book will allow its readers to see a snapshot of women that didn't take no for an answer when the pitfalls of life tried to bury them into the ground. These women triumphed beyond comprehension and, despite sin crouching at their door, chose unconventional ways and made it anyway. Therefore, God, he didn't waste our time with highlighting women in the Word that were content with church as usual. No, these were women who cried for a night and, due to time constraints, had to wake up and press on toward the goal to reach the finish line, horrible, you say? I think not. For some of them might have been annoying, but they were also anointed. And many women in the Bible are complicated, but they were also called. And many might have appeared scandalous, and yet God could trust them with trouble. This book will walk its readers through the lives of unique women that were called into a ministry, a position in history that no believer or non-believer can ignore or ever forget. I challenge the position that these women were out of place or horrible. On the contrary, they were the Sigourney Weavers of their time, the G.I. Janes of the Bible, and the movers and shakers in their hometown. These women feared the Lord and through his guidance changed the hands of time and biblical history. These complicated women, smothered in their own issues, problems, and struggles, rose up despite the diversity and adversity with a double-edged sword in one hand and the issues of their families in the other. These women paved the way for all who would dare to follow in their tumultuous footsteps with a disclaimer in bold letters reading, "Buckle up your baby, because we are all in for a bumpy ride." Yes, you are correct in thinking that these women were unconventional, but sin entering the world changed everything. So don't judge how these women made it through, for they are survivors, just like you and just like me. These Bible warriors screamed out to anyone that would listen, "I am woman, now hear me roar." Therefore, it's time to pay some respect to the women God used. The women God used is about humanity learning to let go of what they thought was going to happen and what they wanted when striving to take hold of a God-centered lifestyle in union with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is why Dovetails is so very excited to have the game changer and author of Dead Lions Don't Roar on our show today. Tolu Akinyemi, born in Ado Akiti, Nigeria, currently living in the UK, is an out-of-the-box creative thinker, a change management agent and leader. Tolu is a business and financial management consultant with extensive experience working with leading investment banks and consultancy firms. Tolu is also a personal development and career coach, as well as a prolific writer with more than 10 years writing experience and a mentor to hundreds of young people. A man who many refer to as Mr. Vision, he is a trained economist from Ekiti State University. He has a master's degree in accounting and financial management at the University of Hertfordshire Hatfield, United Kingdom. And an alumni of the Daystar Leadership Academy, he is passionate about people and wealth creation. He believes so much that life is about impacting others. And in his words, to have a secure future, we must be willing to pay the price in order to earn the prize. So sit back while I unpack the tremendous, resilient, and beautiful dovetail of the game changer, Tolu Akinyemi. Stay tuned.
Don't go away. Stay tuned for more Dovetails with Deborah right after this.
Let's get cooking. Yeti Cooks is a place where you will find recipe ideas, tutorials and tips, clean eating, classic favorites, meal plans, nutrition information, and a lot more. You can find instructional videos or download recipes found on yeticooks.com. Follow my cooking chronicles on Instagram and Twitter. Get quarterly newsletters, latest updates on trending food culture at yeticooks.com. Let's get cooking.
This is Catherine Mews, author and founder of Defend the Faith Ministry, and you're listening to Dovetails with Deborah right here on PJC Media.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers, only to be told your themes are a bit too religious? We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
We're back, and you're tuned in to Dovetails with Deborah, right here on WPJC 104.5.
And we are back and have a delightful show for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Tolu Akinyemi has a master's degree in accounting and financial management. Speaking to us today from the United Kingdom and born in Ado Ekiti, Nigeria, he is an out-of-the-box creative thinker, a change management agent and leader, as well as the author of the spectacular book titled Dead Lions Don't Roar. Please, please, help me welcome to Dovetails, the man of God, Tolu Akinyemi. Hi, Tolu.
Hi, Deborah. It's my pleasure to be live on Dovetails tonight. And I believe I will be a blessing to as many lives as possible listening in from all over the world.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you and your ministry, your book, everything that you are doing for the kingdom of the Lord. We have nothing but love for you here on Dovetails. Tolu, here we like to start at the beginning. And I say that because a lot of times, especially in the world that we live in, we have social media, which is so huge. But what I find is that we post what we want people to see and not necessarily the larger picture. And I say that because I think God teaches us best when we really can hear from others that have witnessed his glory in our life. As the Bible says, where we are weak, he is powerful, right? So there was a movie that I saw called Vanilla Sky. And I say it on the show every weekend, but it really, to me, encompasses what this show is about. And the line in the movie was, the sweet isn't as sweet without the bitter. And so with that being said, we're going to start at the beginning of your gorgeous Dovetail. And my first question to you is, did you grow up in a family that recognized Jesus Christ?
Yes. Yes, and I would say that's been very instrumental to my life and to what I've achieved in life thus far. I grew up in a family of four children and with my parents, and from growing up days, we acknowledged Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior through my father. He was an ardent believer in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and even though through the days, in the days of little beginnings, I was able to learn so much from my father because he brought us up in the way of the Lord and he sowed to us the gospel of Jesus Christ. Even when we were nothing in the world, he kept on building us up in the word of the Lord, kept us nurturing us in the word of the Lord, kept us encouraging us in the word of God. So throughout growing up, we came to the knowledge of Christ, of his word, of his power, and of his kingdom. So that has really helped to shape my life right from growing up until this present day, to the power in the name of Jesus, to the power in the word of Jesus, and that Jesus can save, heal, and deliver us from all of our troubles. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, did I not tell you I had someone fabulous for you? I know I shared that with you. Tolu, I love what you're saying. I have to highlight some of these things because many out there that are listening today, to hear that what your family has done for yourself and your siblings, I love, you know, I kept hearing these punch words, you know, Jesus had the power of Jesus. Jesus shaped my life. Jesus delivered me. I mean, you're really hitting some powerful words there that, truth be told, a lot of people out there, you know, they might not know of the power and the deliverance and how Christ can shape our lives. I just want to give a shout out to your family and your father for bringing you up in the way of the Lord.
Thank you for
many.
That.
Oh yes, shout out, Dad. Woo woo. so know, I say that because there are people that are listening, and I want to dig a little bit into that father-son relationship. I had a father that passed away from cancer, and so I think a lot of times when we see a parent, especially the father, omitted from the family, it's tragic. And so what happens is, you know, Talu, you have had the gorgeousness of your earthly father really leading that way and dousing you and your brothers and sisters with Jesus. But, you know, how would you encourage someone that perhaps doesn't have, you know, their parents? Maybe the father isn't in the house. Maybe they're being raised by their grandmother. You know, how would you encourage someone that maybe doesn't understand the power of not only an earthly father, but, you know, really scared about the spiritual one?
So for someone who needs encouragement on the role of a father in their life, I would say it's tough mentally, physically, but if you look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, Jesus is the father of all fathers, is the father of the fatherless, is the one who can heal us, who can help us even in time of need. When our physical father, they may go to bed tonight and they may not wake up the next day, but Jesus is the father who can be there for us through all of our seasons. So I would say, read the word of God, listen to Jesus. He has the power to save us. He alone can deliver us. There are times we look up to our earthly fathers, they can't help us. There are times we look up to them, they can't, because they are limited in their own ability and understanding, but only Jesus can help us. So in the situation whereby we don't have an earthly father to help us, to mold us, to shape us, to mentor us, then I would look up unto Jesus. He will be there, and he will help us through all of our troubles. Thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful. I hope you heard that out there, that Jesus can be the father to the fatherless. That, you know, a lot of times as we do have an earthly father, but I think if you're really listening to what Talu is saying, Jesus is the bridge. It's always saying in Christ. Maybe many of you out there struggle with that, but I hope also that you're hearing Talu keeps going back to the Word of God. He keeps going. I don't know if you picked up on that. You know, when we look at sentences, we see repetition. And when I hear Talu, I keep hearing Word of God, Word of God, Word of God. And many of you out there, you're struggling because maybe what you're not doing is going back to the Word of God. Maybe what you're not doing is starting at the Word of God, because that's the strength that you can draw from. So I hope you're hearing that in Talu's testimony. Talu, I'm curious, how would you think your family and friends would describe you as a young teenage man when you were growing up?
As a young teenage man growing up, I was very funny. I was very funny. I was enterprising as well. I had a lot of gifts and talents. Even from my young age, I used to write from my teenage years, and I liked trade. I liked to be involved in entrepreneurial activities growing up, and I liked self-development a lot as well, listening to messages, trying to self-develop, invest in myself, trying to build myself up. I used to think a lot about future, because even from a very young age, I used to have revelations about a glorious future. I didn't really understand the dimension it was going to be in, but as things begin to unravel with my writing through the various platforms God has afforded me in the recent years, then I begin to see that when God gives you a word, then his word abides forever. So that has been the evolution from my growing up years up until this present time. How, if God has spoken to you in times past, is able to keep his word, is able to honor his word. So some of those words that he has spoken to me through my growing up years that were insignificant, irrelevant, that I didn't really take note of, I begin to see it unravel bit by bit, mm-hmm. I begin to see the manifestation of God's power, of His glory. So but through my growing up years, I used to be quite funny, creative, enterprising in nature. Those were the highlights of my growing up years.
Mm, I love that. My goodness, you just like, you have so many layers to you, Tolu. It's awesome. Now make sure,
you.
Because you said that you were funny, I want to hear some jokes throughout the show. I'm just letting you know. we're open to any kind of joke, right? A good one, a wholesome one, a godly one, right? I love this. For those of you out there listening, I ask this question because I want you to know, maybe right now you're listening to this show and you're struggling with, you know, coming to God. Maybe, you know, you're feeling Holy Spirit. You're feeling that tug on your heart. Maybe every time you hear someone talking about Jesus, you kind of, your ear perks up, but you're struggling with perhaps coming to Him. I know when I first came to the Lord, I was very trepidatious of doing so because I thought that I would lose myself. I thought I would lose what was recognizable to me about Deborah. And I hope you heard Tolu, what he said, that he's funny, creative, he's got gifts, entrepreneurial spirit, love, self-development. I want you to hear that because you don't have to be afraid of losing who you are. God maximizes who you are. That's what He does. You know, the way I think of what Jesus does for someone, He turns them into 3D. You ever watch a 3D movie? It's like right in your face. That's what Christ does with us. You know, you're just going to be more of the gorgeousness of yourself. The other thing that I wanted to sort of, how can I say, blanket the show with this scripture, because I feel like what Tolu is talking about, you know, he mentioned talents. And many of you out there, you're trying to figure out where you belong. And by going to Christ, He's going to illuminate that for you. Again, keep understanding what Tolu is saying, going back to the word, seek ye first His kingdom, His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So where I want to read from really quick is the Gospel of Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 through 18. Again, that is Matthew 25, 14 through 18. And this is the parable of the talents. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also, the one who with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. I wanted to mention that scripture, or at least bring that up within this interview, because I think we need to understand what God has already given us. Many times we are trying to strive to get more. But I want you to see what, through this interview process, what Tolu has done with what God has given him. So with that being said, Tolu, in your testimony, you said, thanks to Jesus for the grace to harness my talents and for the help to put it to productive use. I love that. Tolu, some people unfortunately turn to drugs. Some turn to sex. Some turn to money. Some turn to just all things that drag us down. I began journaling when I was 14, and unknown to myself, my passion for writing was birthed. So looking back, when did God birth your passion for writing for you, Tolu? When did that happen?
Yeah, I would say I started writing in my teenage years, around the age of 13, thereabouts. I remember what I wrote was a movie script, which
wow.
I can't remember where I kept it now. But over the years, I've been writing quite a lot of inspirational, motivational stuff. Been writing about Jesus and about what He can do to us. Writing basically about life, like you talked about talent. Everybody has a unique talent, a special gift that God has given unto us. So all we need to do is to unravel that talent that everyone has placed in our hands. we need to learn how to multiply that which he has committed unto us. There's nobody who is on the surface of the earth who has not got innate potentials and ability, but all we need to do, like the servants with the talents, all we need to do is to put our talent to productive use. So if you are good at dancing, keep on doing it. If you weary not in well doing in due season, you will reap if you do not faint. So whatever God has placed in your hands, because the truth is that God will only bless the work of our hands. He won't bless idleness, and he won't bless vanity. So all we need to do is to keep on pressing on, keep on pushing on. We shouldn't let go of our dreams. We should put our trust in God. So for me, I would say whatever talent God has given to us, any unique gift and ability that we have, we should nurture it, we should preserve it, and trusting God for multiplication. That's my take on that.
I love that. Trust in God for the multiplication. Trust in, many of you out there, that's actually for someone. You said trust in the Lord for the multiplication. Someone out there is listening, and you've really been diligent. You've really been working hard at what you're doing. Perhaps you're a hairdresser. Perhaps you're someone that's in finance. Maybe you're a mother, and you're trying to see where's the fruit. I hope you heard what Talu is saying. Trust God for the multiplication. Trust God for the increase. Trust God to turn your 30 into 90 and your 90 into 120. Trust God for that. If you're constantly seeking him, you trust him for that. I love something that you said to Talu, that God blesses the work of our hands. Many of you out there are listening. You're not working. You're not. God says, I'll bless the work. Some of you out there, you're saying, you're praying to the Lord, you're asking God, but basically you're just not out there. You haven't taken that step of faith to actually go out there. You want God to actually bring the blessing to your front door without ever even pursuing or cultivating. I love the scripture when it says, you know, write down what it is that God has placed in your heart. I think he asks us to write it down so that you can get to know it.
Yeah.
And he says, if you stick with it, it will, you know, it will tarry, but it will come to pass.
Yeah.
It will feel like it's a long time and wait. But God says, I want you to write it down, because when you write it down, you can see the error maybe. God can work through you writing it down. You can get to know the idea and the vision and the premonition. God can talk to you and say, here's the plan, but I want you to fix this portion of the plan. I want you to do this. So by the time when God's blessing comes to your front door, you're out there executing it. Hear that with what Talu is saying. God blesses the work of your hands. I want to ask you a question, Talu, because along the journey, because I love with your testimony, you're a man that actually helps people develop. You're a man that helps people cope with transition and spurring them on to their destiny. Within God blessing us as we work, I want you to talk to us about why it's important to align ourselves with others that are God-fearing and that are going the same direction. Because I think, you know, aside from us working hard, we can have people influencing us that can thwart the mission. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so I would just mention a topic from my upcoming book, Unravel Your Hidden Gems, where I had two topics on relationships, the current that controls our life. And in truth, every relationship in our life may either be moving us towards our dream and our destiny, or moving us further away from it. So the people we bring close that inhabit our lives, our friends, our family, our associates, they have a long role to play in determining the kind of future we have. So what we allow into our space as well, if we allow so much of negativity, negative energy, what we get in return is negative thoughts, negative energy. But when we work with God-fearing people, positive people, people who are thinkers, people who are dreamers, then we begin to unravel and unleash most of our potentials. I've met quite a lot of people, young people that I mentor as well, who have lots of gifts and talents. And what I do is I inspire them, help them to nurture their gifts, encourage them as well, give them opportunities, because not everybody has the right opportunity and platform to excel. So provide a platform and opportunity to assist others as well. So this kind of attitude helps others to develop as well. So it's very important that we mingle with the right kind of friends, the kind of people we allow into our lives, into our private space is quite important as well. Because when we allow the seed of negativity to come in, it might influence us as a person, as people, and change our life pattern altogether. So our relationships, the people, the friends that we bring into our life, they are a major factor in determining whether we fulfill our destiny or whether we don't. That's my take on that.
I like your take. So, Lou, what's the title of your second book?
Unravel Your Hidden Gems.
Say that again.
Unravel Your Hidden Gems. Unravel to unlock. Yeah, so everyone has got hidden gems, hidden potentials. It's a collection of short stories. I think I have about 180 short stories in there. So we all have hidden gems, hidden potentials, but we need people to unlock these potentials. We need people to unravel, to be the best, you know, to be the best version of themselves. A lot of people are duplicates. A lot of people are books, albums, a lot of unwritten books, unwax albums, a lot of potentials. And that was why I said with Dead Lions Don't Roll in the graveyard, so many unsung heroes. So, but only Jesus can help us to unravel our hidden gems and even to leave our imprint on the sands of time.
Amen. Amen. I love everything that you're saying. We're going to take a really short break, and I hope everyone, you have your pencils and pads out, because Talu is really giving some nuggets here. He's really giving something for you to meditate on and to pray about. You know, I want to advise everyone, everything that you hear, you pray about it to the Lord. The Bible is beautiful, gorgeous, and there's theological principles, but how you apply it to your life is going to be different with everyone. So I say the same thing with what we speak about today. Pray about it and see what the Lord says to you. We are interviewing Talu Akinyemi, born in Ado Ekiti, Nigeria, living in the UK. He is the author of Dead Lions Don't Roar, a book he dedicated to God Almighty. This man is an out-of-the-box creative thinker, a change management agent, and leader. So I want you to stick around with us. While we interview him, check out his website at www.taluakinyemi.com. You also can find him on the social media sites Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Hang in there with us while we interview this wonderful man of God. We'll be right back.
Don't go away. Stay tuned for more Dovetails with Deborah right after this.
What's up, y'all? This is your bro, Robbie Newborn, Christian rap evangelist, ministry leader, and founder of GDT Walking Out Ministries, a drug awareness, peer mentoring, and counseling ministry that spreads a message of hope to the hopeless, bringing the gospel to the street. I am a recovery specialist, intervention, drug prevention professional. So if you're looking for a counselor or counseling or someone to just talk to, please call me at 484-525-9832. My website is www.rdsjr.com. God bless you all from all of us at GDT, Walking Out Ministries, and Team God. Peace and Christ love. Come on!
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know, if you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
This is Carla Cook, daughter of the legendary Mr. Soul Sam Cook. You're listening to Dovetails with Deborah Lassiter. There will come a time in life when a change gon' come. Make your change count.
Hi, I'm Sherry with the Lemonade Stand. As the weather warms, your risk of exposure to mosquito and tick-borne illnesses increases. Please keep these tips in mind when outdoors. Wear light-colored clothing, apply repellent, avoid high grassy areas, check yourself after returning, and remove any attached ticks promptly, only with a tick removal device or tweezers, avoiding any home remedies. This has been a community service announcement courtesy of the Lemonade Stand.
We're back, and you're tuned in to Dovetails with Deborah, right here on WPJC 104.5.
And we are back, and we're having a wonderful, wonderful time this Sunday afternoon. We are interviewing Talu Akinyemi. He is born in Ado Akiti, Nigeria, living in the UK, and he is the author of Dead Lions Don't Roar. I love what you said, Talu. You said this book sort of about sunk heroes. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But those of you out there listening, you'd be surprised to know that not only is he a change management agent and leader, but he also has a master's degree in accounting and financial management at the University of Hertfordshire, Hatfield, United Kingdom. Again, take a look at his website at www.toluakinyemi.com. Talu, let's talk about finance. Let's talk about, I think a lot of people are fearful of money. Maybe they, you know, because of what is inside of us, we might have money as an idol in our lives. Talk to us about your take on, you know, what you think God's placement of money should be in our lives, and how we can actually enjoy money versus being scared of it.
Yeah, so for me, I would say, first of all, apart from the love of money being the perception that people say the love of money being the root of all evil, I would also like to add my voice and also say that most times the lack of money as well is part of the problem, and we could call it the lack of money is also part of the root of all evil as well. So because it's when there's lack that people devise various means and strategy just to have it, even if it's in dubious ways. So I would also add my voice to say the lack of money is the root of all evil as well. Then for money in the kingdom, when we put our funds into the kingdom of God, when we give, give us as they are, give us never lack, and he waters will be watered. That's what the Bible says. So I would advise us, as you know, people thinking like when you have and you give, you get blessings from God. God blesses you, blesses that which is committed unto you. I remember late last year, from the sales of Dead Lions Don't Roar, I was able to make a profound donation to a charity here in the United Kingdom. And for some people, they may say that, oh, you are selling your book. Whatever you make from it, you should keep it. But falling off from the principles and the word of God, I decided to support this charity. And unexpectedly, from nowhere, early this year, I got a promotion that it was totally unexpected. And all the benefits that would come with that promotion surpassed all of my thoughts, all of my thinking. So that is the benefit of giving, of finances. We don't have to withhold money or whatever financial resources God has committed onto our hands. Because the truth is that even though in the world today people tend to idolize resources and funds, but we came empty, we came to the world with nothing. And no matter how rich you are, how wealthy you are, no matter what wealth you have amassed in the world, the day will leave the world as well. We'll go back with nothing. So my take on that is that the funds has been committed onto our hands. We should use it as a tool, as a source of blessing to people around us, to the world. Let our light. We need to be like a positive light to our community. We need to find a charity to support. We need to do more for the community. If there are kids around us that need to go to school, let's help, let's support people. Because when we water, then we also will be watered. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Amen to that. I thank you for being just so transparent on our show today. And I thank you for really giving well-thought-out answers, because so many people, Talu, have so many questions. And, you know, I think sometimes we're not, we as in people, I mean, humanity, we're giving an answer that sounds popular. We're just giving an answer that just, okay, well, this is what I'm thinking. But it's clear that you've drawn near to the Lord. As Psalm 73 says, it's good to be near God. I love that. I want to highlight something that you said that I think is quite profound, along with the love of money is the root of all evil. I love what you've added, that the lack of money, and there's many out there listening, that they lack money. And as you're saying, that lack of money actually creates a response in us, and it sends us out there feeling greedy, sends us out there saying, take, take, take. The world keeps telling us to take. The world keeps telling us to saturate ourselves with more, more, and more. And so I love that you brought that up, that, you know what, the lack of money does somehow, it's a cause and effect, right?
Yeah, true.
And, but what I love is we have to lean back again on John 3:16. For the Lord, so God so loved the world, he gave. And what I want to encourage other people to just piggyback on what Talu is saying is, once God blesses you, you know, he says, I'll pour you out a blessing. I'm not sure if many of you out there understand, when God pours the blessing, when it's that kind of blessing where it's shaken down, run over, you know, that is the kind of blessing that he actually wants you to give. When you realize you're making so much money that you can't spend it within your own lifetime, your children, and their children are taken care of, that's so that others can reap from what God has given you. Remember that. And it's gorgeous, because once you get to a level of living, I want to challenge many of you out there, and I'm challenging myself as well. When you get to that level and that you know, God, you've given me so much, cut it off and say, God, after I've made this X amount of money, the rest of it is for you. The rest of it is for your glory. The rest of it is to help the poor. The rest of it is to help the confused. The rest of it is to help those. What does the scripture say? It's those that are sick that need a doctor, not the healthy.
Yeah.
So we have to remember that. So I want to quote this scripture, because I think many of you out there that are suffering, and maybe you're living in lack, you're looking for return. What's the benefit for me? How do I get out? What do I make out of this? Many of you out there are saying that. But I want to do this twist, because God talks about, in a way, what your return is when you invest in him. We're reading from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. For she is more profitable than silver and yields better return than gold. Understand that. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare. I hope you hear that. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of knowledge, or a tree of life, to those who embrace her. Those who lay hold of her will be blessed. I know many of you out there, you're hoping to get some monetary money, some monetary value here. But God says, if you invest in wisdom, she's got a return for you that rubies can't even compare to. Gold can't even measure up to. Get that. Make that your goal. And God will give you the rest. Talu, I want to jump back to your books, because, or the book that you have out. But I wanted to ask a question. How do you write for a diverse nationality? Right now, like, the world needs healing. The world needs guidance. So how do you write books that speak to the heart of a diverse world?
Yeah, for me, I would say the first thing is understanding the needs of the world. There are a lot of issues right now that need our attention. People are going through complex issues. A lot of people need direction in the world today. A lot of people need the world as, with the advent of social media as well, everything is all for people live, tend to live like fake lives for social media. There's a life for social media out there, and there's a private life. But what people like, what you said before, what people tend to do mostly is like live a life for the social media. But basically, I would say writing for a diverse world has been by the help of the Holy Spirit. I've been writing all through these years by the help of God. And I would say at times it doesn't have to be probably after reading a book or anything. It just comes from a divine inspiration of the Holy Ghost. I remember when I was trying to get a title for my second book, and I was just praying to God to minister a title to me, and the title just dropped into my soul, Unravel Your Hidden Gems. So I would say basically, writing for a diverse world, we need the help of God, because on our own, I'm just a mere mortal, a mere flesh. I can do nothing by my own power and through my own glory. But by the power of God in us, we are able to reach out to a diverse world, to diverse people. In the United Kingdom here, people of all different race and nationality, red dead lions don't rule, and I keep on getting messages how it's been a blessing to different people, how it's helped people to find purpose, because many times we all come to the world and we get counted as part of the numbers and statistics, but we need God to help us find out our inner role, that talent, that special gift, so that we don't just come to the world and live the same way we came through, without leaving our imprints, without leaving our legacy. So whatever God has given, gift God has given unto us, we need the power of the Holy Ghost to be able to rule in the world. That's the inspiration behind the lions don't rule, so that people don't just come and go the way they've come to the world. People should come, discover their talent, discover their potentials, and be the best version of themselves. So that's what we see there.
That's beautiful. You know what, Talu, as I'm listening to you, I know that the Lord is so pleased. Your answers are saturated with Him, literally saturated. Surely are conveying to our listeners today that you are nothing without God, that you need the Holy Spirit, that you need Christ's power and deliverance in your life. And, you know, you have not in one answer said somehow you got a revelation without Holy Spirit, that in order to speak to the masses, you must speak to the one first that created you. I love your answers. I hope you out there listening that you are really getting a deep, you know, just a deep, warm feeling about who God could be in your life through Talu's testimony. Let's talk about your book. I love it. Dead Lions Don't Roar. I know you said that Sunk Heroes. Let's talk about this book. Give us a snippet of this book.
Yeah, so like I said in the preface of Dead Lions Don't Roar, Dead Lions Don't Roar, it was the inspiration for writing Dead Lions Don't Roar was born out of the book of Ecclesiastes. And that is Ecclesiastes 3. The time and season of man, a time to be born and the time to die, a time to plant and the time to uproot, a time to kill and the time to heal, a time to tear down. So in essence, with the lions don't rule, there's a time for us to come to the world and there's a time for us to leave the world. Dead lions, the lion is the king of the jungle. No matter how powerful the lion is, when he's dead, there's no more rule. But while we're alive, it's our time, where we can make our role, for you, Deborah, you are ruined by working for God through your ministry, through this year ministry, and reaching out to the world. So what I'm trying to encourage people to do is to find that raw, find that special gift and talent that God has given unto them. And before we bid goodbye to the world, we need to leave a legacy. We need to discover what God has placed in our hands and harness it. So Deadline Zero is I call it a collection of poetic wisdom for the discerning. So it's a poetry collection, combination of different poems to help people, to inspire people, to help them discover their inner role. I talked about a lot of things on talent, on procrastination, on living a life of dignity. That's for the upcoming generations. We need to encourage our young ones to use their time wisely, because time is life. Use it wisely. I talked about growing old. In life, we go through different phases. We have different times and seasons. So the time, we need to understand that the times of our life, the seasons of our life. Also, the world is a marketplace. We are here temporarily. So while we are here, before death comes calling, we should live to the best of our ability. We should put our trust in God as well. So basically, with Deadlines, it's a collection of poetic wisdom. It's inspiring and motivating modern day verses to help people go through various issues in life. So that's the reason behind Deadlines.
Wow. You know, as you're speaking, I thought about, you know, graduation time, and I don't know if anyone out there relates or even if you relate, but sometimes, you know, during speeches, they'll say, this is your time. And it really encapsulates, you know, someone that's graduating from college or graduating with their master's. That now it's time to go out there and take forth, you know, go forth and claim what God has for you. And as you spoke about your book, Talu, I felt that. Many of you out there, you're depressed right now. You're in a season. You're in the valley. But what I hope you hear from what Talu is saying is do well with your time. I know when I went through a divorce, I was the most creative I'd ever been in my life. Do well with your time. It's your time. And I hope you got that through hearing Talu's testimony. Talu, before we're almost at the end of our program, I had a question for you, because you mentor so many people, young and old. You have a gorgeous gift. I wanted to ask you briefly, what do you think is the difference between a friend and a mentor?
I would say a friend and a mentor, they are both intertwined as well, because a friend is someone you talk to, who you can rely on, who you can relate with and offer you counsel as well, and your mentor as well. A mentor, I think the only difference, maybe you may have some friends who may not be able to tell you some hard truths, but with a mentor offers you guidance, a mentor counsels, and a mentor holds you by the hand at times to show you the way on how to proceed with things, how to go about your plans. So I would say the difference between a friend and a mentor, there are some friends, they may not be able to relate with you and tell you the truth as it is, but we are able to tell our mentees the hard truth on what they need to hear. So I think that's a major difference. At times our friends may be telling us just to make us happy what we want to hear, what we need to hear, but a mentor tells us what we want to hear. So that's a major difference.
Amen. I love that. Talu, where can we find you next? What's going on in your life?
So basically,
aside from your second book, right?
So I think the biggest event there's an expo coming up in the northeast of England on the 2nd of May 2018, and I will be speaking on Dead Lions Don't Roll, Finding Your Inner Talent. So that's a very big convergence of all the big businesses in the Northeast United Kingdom, and having over close to 200 exhibitors exhibiting and thousands of delegates. And I will be speaking on Dead Lions Don't Roll, Finding Your Inner Talent, and hoping through the power of God I'll be able to inspire so many lives and so many destinies. And so for me, that's a really big one coming up in the month of May 2018. And apart from that, coming March next month, I will be headlining some poetry events within Newcastle. And also, I'll be mentoring a group of community writers as well in Cramlington, United Kingdom. Yeah, so just help facilitating a master class on how they can develop their writing skills and how they can put their own gift and talent to use as well. So that's my scheduled lineup in the immediate short term. And apart from that, I respond to invitations as they come by.
Aww, we're so proud of you, Tolu. Dovetails and myself, just we have nothing but prayer and love and just to spur you on to your destiny. The Lord is doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things with you. I have no doubt this is clearly not the last time we're going to have you on the show. I need to have you back for an update, just to hear about your second book and all the wonderful things that the Lord's doing in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Tolu Akinyemi, the author of Dead Lions Don't Roar. I love this. He'll be speaking May 2000. Y'all, you're so welcome. You can find him on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the social media sites. And he'll be speaking May 2018. Dead Lions Don't Roar, Finding Your Inner Talents. I love it. Just want nothing but favor in your life. Anyway, we're at the end of our program, and I wanted to end the show reading just a blurb from, it's a book called Jesus Calling by Sarah Young, Enjoying Peace in His Presence. Rest in my presence, allowing me to take charge of this day. Do not bolt into the day like a racehorse suddenly released. Instead, walk purposefully with me, letting me direct your course one step at a time. Thank me for each blessing along the way. This brings joy to both you and me. A grateful heart protects you from negative thinking. Thankfulness enables you to see the abundance I shower upon you daily. Your prayers and petitions are winged into heaven's throne room when they are permeated with thanksgiving. In everything, give thanks, for this is my will for you. Until next time, please keep sharing your dovetail, and God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in, and to listen to this show and other shows, visit the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/PJC Media or download Stitcher on your mobile device so you can tune in to next week for another Dovetails with Deborah.
Oh, no. Hello. Can you hear me? Thank you.